fellow Dubliners, and visitors to this great city. We're here tonight, not because we want to be here, but because we have to be here. We're here, not because we have no other options for a Friday night, but because this Friday night, on this Friday night, doing nothing and saying nothing is not an option. We're here because unless we speak out, our silence will be taken as assent. And we're here because unless we demonstrate, our inaction will be taken as complicity. And we're here particularly to send a message to George W. Bush and to the world. Mr. President, don't count us in. Let us be quite clear why President Bush has come to Ireland. This visit is first and foremost a campaign stop in his re-election campaign. This visit is nothing more than the most expensive photo opportunity in Irish history. It is being staged for a president who wants self-focus pictures of himself in the Emerald Isle for the consumption of the millions of Americans who have Irish roots and will be voting in the presidential election. It is intended to send a message for Mr. Bush to America and the world that George W. Bush has the approval of Ireland and her people. And that is a message we cannot be allowed to be sent to America. That is a message we cannot allow to be sent to the world. Because Ireland and her people most assuredly do not approve of George W. Bush. Mr. President, don't count us in. I have no difficulty with any American president coming to Ireland. As Lord Mayor of Dublin, I'm happy to welcome any visiting head of state. But we still have a right to protest. In fact, we have an obligation to protest. Otherwise, the world will think that we approve of this man and what he has done. This president lied to the world.